quality attributes, also known as ilities, play a driving role in the architectures of both systems and systems of systems, which are also known as SOS. In this episode, we will discuss the Mission Thread Workshop, which aims to help program managers identify architecturally significant systems of systems challenges, which are derived from architecture, engineering, and capability issues derived from an analysis of mission threads. Welcome to the SEI podcast series, a production of the Carnegie Mellon Software Engineering Institute. The SEI is a federally funded research and development center sponsored by the U.S. Department of Defense and operated by Carnegie Mellon University. A transcript of today's podcast is posted on the SEI website at sei.cmu.edu/podcasts. My name is Suzanne Miller. I'm a principal researcher here at the SEI, and today I'm very pleased to introduce you to Michael Gagliardi, a principal engineer here at the SEI also. In today's podcast, we're going to be discussing the Mission Thread Workshop, which uses existing systems of systems end-to-end mission threads and accompanying SOS architecture plans and augments the mission threads with quality attribute, engineering, and capability considerations with inputs from the SOS stakeholders. Okay, that's a mouthful. But first, a little bit about our guest. We'll get into that later. Mike's research supports systems of systems, system and software architecture specification, development and evaluation, as well as acquisition. He has over 25 years' experience in mission-critical software, system, and SOS development, especially in the areas of real-time and fault tolerance. Mike has been responsible for the development of the SOS and system architecture practices to address quality attributes based on the SEI software architecture methods. Thanks for being here with us today, Mike.
Thank you, Suzanne, for letting me have the opportunity to talk about this.
It's good stuff. Okay, so let's start off by having you explain for us, what is a mission thread and why does it matter, especially to the Department of Defense?
So mission threads are really just expressions of end-to-end SOS capabilities, and they're used to drive architecture, capability, and acquisition analysis activities and decisions further down the road. And SOS typically supports many mission areas, in the DoD specifically. For example, ballistic missile defense, undersea warfare, mobility, sustainment, just to name a few of the important mission areas. And each mission area is supported by a set of end-to-end mission threads. Now, most SOS programs that we deal with have a good initial set of mission threads early in their life cycle. However, these mission threads typically include very little information about the non-functional requirements or, as you mentioned earlier, the quality attributes such as availability, performance, security, scalability. The list goes on and on. There's a lot of ilities that are important to each specific SOS. Now, these quality attribute considerations really are critical architecture drivers in these architectures, just as they are in the system and software architectures. So we're coming from a position of due diligence must be paid to the quality or attributes early in the life cycle. If not, there are significant integration and operational issues later on and down the line, which almost always require some amount of extensive architecture rework. The Mission Thread Workshop was developed to address this by eliciting the quality attribute considerations for the mission threads from the SOS stakeholders.
So one of the interesting things about quality attributes that may not be obvious to people that haven't dealt with them before is that quality attributes are not all complementary, right? Some of them conflict. So often security and usability are two quality attributes that conflict. And so if you don't deal with that early on and recognize some of those conflicts, then you could compromise the ability to execute the mission, correct?
That's very correct. So to get to that point, there's a lot of, well, when you get right down to it, there's only so many ways to skin the cat architecturally when it comes to specific quality attributes, for example, performance, availability, security. But all those approaches, their tentacles reach far beyond their initial swim lane and throughout the whole architecture, whether it's system, software, SOS. And these behavioral implications really play off each other, and that has to be understood. It's not enough to just say, I have a good capability mismatch between these constituent systems. What we're really looking for are the architectural mismatches that sometimes get overlooked.
Sure. And so mission thread workshops are one of the ways to discover some of those mismatches and a way to help people to at least make them clear what is the mismatch and then decide how to deal with it.
Yeah, so then you're on the same technical footing when you're looking for capability gaps. Now we're looking for architectural gaps. early in the life cycle so we can do something about it.
Okay. So what are some of the different types of mission threads that you would run into that you would address in these kinds of workshops?
Yeah, that's a very good question. We initially started out looking just at operational mission threads, since that's kind of the bread and butter of most SOS capabilities, is what are the operational capabilities. But then we also realized that there are a couple other. One is in the area of sustainment mission threads and developmental mission threads. And we realized after the first few mission thread workshops, you shouldn't really combine those together. There's a whole different set of stakeholders for operational than our developmental. And we really want to make efficient use of the stakeholders' time. So we kind of bend these into three major categories of threads.
Okay, so when you're talking about developmental mission threads, you're talking about things that affect the ability of the stakeholders who are developing the system to actually meet the goals
That's
of the
correct.
System. And the same thing with sustainment.
That's correct.
And then operational, you're looking at the end user in terms of their thing. So those are different stakeholder groups that have to be accounted for.
Yeah, they're very different stakeholder groups. And
talk about the same things the same way, do they?
No, and they're also looking at different aspects of the architecture. One is looking at the constructional views of the architecture. One is more of the operational behavioral views.
Okay, excellent. So give us some ideas about what a mission thread workshop is and what does it actually produce? What's a scenario that you would use in conducting a mission thread workshop?
So to give a brief overview, the mission thread workshop is really a facilitated stakeholder-centric method. And we're there to elicit and refine end-to-end quality attribute, capability, and engineering considerations for SOS architectures. With the starting point is existing SOS mission threads and whatever accompanying SOS architecture plans you have, and usually a pretty good idea of what the constituent legacy systems are that are going to be cooperating to create this SOS capability. And we fully acknowledge that no one's going to embark on a new SOS capability endeavor from a greenfield perspective.
Sure.
So it's basically looking at a lot of constituent legacy systems, not only what the capability gaps are, but as we've been discussing, what are the quality attributes and architecture gaps?
Because some legacy systems were built with one thing in mind. Say one constituent may be very secure and focused on that. Another one may be very high reliability focused.
That's correct.
And so those kinds of things, when you compose that new system of systems, you've got to account for all that.
That's exactly correct. And even if you have two or three that are supposedly high availability, for example, they do it differently and they have different behaviors. When you put them together in an SOS context, it's this emergent behavior comes out that maybe is a little bit unexpected or not satisfying what the SOS capability really needs. So that's kind of ties in what the quality attribute expectations at the SOS level are with what is being realized at the legacy constituent system level.
So part of what you're trying to do with the mission thread workshop is avoid some of those surprises. You want those to become clear early so that you can make adjustments. So if you've got two high availability constituents that have very different interactions, let's say, with their subsystems, you may have to re-architect elements of that so that they can interact consistently across the whole space.
Yeah, the whole point is getting that visibility and getting that technical information early so that you can reason about where the trade-offs should be made.
Sometimes, and where the costs are.
Right. Sometimes you'll find a constituent system that has all the capability you really want, but architecturally it's a big mismatch versus one that's just the opposite. And you want to be able to let the SOS architects be able to reason about where do I make these accommodations.
Where do I make the trade-offs?
Right. Maybe I do something at the SOS level, or maybe I go and contract out the legacy systems, make a couple tweaks in their architecture so that they're consistent.
So this has always been important for single systems, but one of the things that I would expect you to support is the statement that this is really critical in a system of systems to have this level of understanding.
Absolutely.
And if you don't do something like a mission thread workshop, there's not many ways to get that understanding.
Yeah, that's correct. So when you start looking at what the different architecture views that are typically supported in a DoD SOS architecture fall in the DOTAF 2.0 views, and they're a very good set of views.
And DOTAF is our architecture framework that the DoD uses to express different aspects of architectural knowledge.
That's correct. But it doesn't really do a great job, and none of the views really do a great job of talking about the cross-cutting quality attribute requirements and the architectural support there. And also, a lot of SOS folks will start getting into system use cases, and that system use case is a great idea, and it's a great thing that you want to use, but it doesn't give you that end-to-end.
Doesn't cross,
right?
Yeah.
So that's when we took some of the good ideas from the software architecture work that was mm-hmm. here at the SCI with quality attributes, and we scaled it up to the SOS level. We did not use the actual scenario that the SCI does at the mm-hmm. software level. That's why we said, well, the end-to-end mission thread is the SOS
right.
scenario. So
figuring out what that should be right. so that we can touch everything in the system of systems is one of the things that you're actually looking for as an output
right.
from the mission thread workshop.
Yeah, so we want to really basically augment a set of end-to-end mission threads with quality attribute considerations, not only from an overarching SOS perspective, but also each step of the mission thread we look at and we investigate with the stakeholders, what are the issues here and where are some of the breakpoints. Some things that come out of there are a really nice set of architecture challenges. So when we go through the process of the mission thread workshop, we are going to augment each step along the way. What are the quality attribute considerations? And those there's a lot of good information is gleaned from the stakeholders that we document as part of the augmented mission thread.
Right.
And then from there, we do some analysis on that to find out where are the real architecture challenges here. And it was very surprising when we first did these, the first few, we didn't really set out to look at the engineering capability aspects. We just want to get to the architecture
right.
part. But, you know, a lot of times it's the first time a group of SOS stakeholders get together to actually look at the whole SOS from an end-to-end perspective. And lo and behold, a bunch of engineering and capability issues started popping out as well. So that's now part of what we look for in a mission thread workshop. Not only architecture mismatches, but engineering and capability
right.
gaps that
and that's,
can only
that's
be seen
feeds,
from an end-to-end perspective.
And that feeds that development
right.
side of things. So you find some things out in the operational mission thread workshops that then can feed certainly the developmental and if
right.
depending on the particular stakeholder group, the sustainment as well. Why don't you give our listeners an example of a mission thread, just a short sort of description of what might be a mission thread that you would use to elicit some of this information in one of the workshops.
Yeah, so the mission threads come with two parts. One is kind of an overall description, and then there's the step-by-step articulation of what has to happen in the mission thread. So an overview description of a mission thread we've used before, it goes like this. You have two ships, we'll call them Alpha and Beta, and they're assigned to air defense to protect the fleet containing two high-value assets. You have a surveillance aircraft and four UAVs in two pairs are assigned to the fleet and controlled by the two ships. A pair of the UAVs flying as a constellation can provide fire control quality tracks directly to the two ships. While that's going on, a two-prong attack occurs on the fleet. The first one is five aircraft-launched missiles from the southeast, for example, and then a few minutes later, you get seven submarine-launched missiles from the southwest. And the upshot of all of this is the fleet is protected with no battle damage. So that's the overall description.
Yeah.
It's something we call a vignette, actually.
And it's got some complexity to it.
Right.
It's got enough complexity to it so that you can exercise different elements of the system. But it's also simple enough to understand. Basically, we've got a constellation. It gets attacked, and we have to protect it.
Right.
So it's easy enough to understand, but then it breaks out into things that give you sometimes surprising
right.
kinds of insights into what has to happen to make all this stuff work.
So the end-to-end mission thread that supports that overall description or vignette, as I called it, it has about 20 steps, and I'm not going to go into all 20 steps.
They're in the TN.
This one is actually in the technical report.
Yeah, so
right.
you'll have that available to people to read for this vignette.
That's correct. So the first step is going to be something along the lines of one of the ships develops an air defense plan and rules of engagement, sends that over to the other ship. They start exchanging plans initially.
And just that element alone, you start thinking about
right.
communications, you
Absolutely.
Start thinking about mission planning and
right.
what is the scope of the plan. So right. just that one element of the thread, and there's 19 more.
Yes.
So this doesn't take just 2 hours, does it?
Oh, no. Not at all. And you could actually envision another thread right before this where they actually have developed a whole bunch of mission plans,
sure.
contingency plans and all, but that's outside
that's
the
a different
scope.
Thread
that's a different
than this
thread.
One, yeah.
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 And you can imagine in any mission area, there's a whole bunch of
threads.
Do you
do more than one thread in a workshop, or do you typically stay with a single thread per workshop?
So the way it goes is we like to do these in two-day facilitated workshops with all the stakeholders present. We typically can get through three complete thread augmentations in one mission thread workshop session. The first one that's very interesting is a much like an ATAM or a QAW at the software level. We find a lot of issues in the first thread for each of these steps and for the overarching aspects as well. And then when we get to the second thread, because they're going to be kind of similar mission area threads, right, you don't always have to revisit what you found in the first step. Because if you find that, degraded modes of operation is a big problem, hasn't been thought out, there's no CONOPS, that'll be true for the next.
Right. So you can say same as number one.
Yeah, so we backward reference. So the first one takes, something like this would take a good 4 to 5 hours to get through. And there's a lot of information we capture. And it's a great dialogue between the stakeholders, because even they are surprised at what they were unaware of at the time. Yeah. And then the second and third threads usually take 2 or 3 hours. And you can get three threads done in a two-day workshop.
Okay. All right. So that's a lot of work.
It's a lot of work, but
for everyone. But
all the feedback we get, like I say, it's the first time they've actually looked at it from this perspective. And it drives a lot of analysis further on. There's a lot of follow-on activity that this drives.
So the earlier you, basically, as soon as you've identified what the system of system is meant to be and what its goal is, that's probably a good time for doing this. The longer you wait, the more you're going to have decisions that have been made that constrain what you can do, right?
Or they're going to require you to go back and revisit the architect, which is not what we want. But we have been in a situation where we've been invited to system of system architecture efforts that were much farther along down the path, but we actually were able to go back and say, you got to update your CONOPS in these areas, and you still have time to do that perhaps.
But the longer you wait, the more work it is.
That's right. Always.
So how many of these have you conducted, and what are some of the trends and challenges you've seen system of system programs encounter so far because of this insight?
So over the last 3 or so years, we've conducted probably a little bit over 20 different mission thread workshops on a variety of SOS architectures. And as I said earlier, we typically augment 3 mission threads per workshop. So I think in our catalog, we probably have 60 to 70 augmented mission threads and accompanying challenges and issues that come out of it. At the end of each mission thread workshop, we roll up the challenge areas, and then we vet those with the principals and after each one.
So. Right. So a lot of different insights that have come out of this. Have you been able to share these and sort of translate some of the insights outside of DoD systems? In my own mind, sort of early response, first responders would be a natural fit for some of this. And I don't know what other kinds of areas you've looked at so far.
Yeah, so we have applied this a couple times in some commercial enterprise architectures, and we've had the same very good results come out of those. The basic mission thread workshop machinery is pretty much unchanged. The inputs will change when you look at versus an enterprise architecture and a DoD SOS architecture. But for the most part, we found the same good results, same good outputs coming out of...
And in commercial, you're using business threads.
We use business threads. We just basically changed the name and a little bit of the format changes a little bit, but it's basically end-to-end business processes. And what's nice about the commercial applications, they have a broad set of business processes, pretty well detailed. So we're good to go.
And if you think about, finance kinds of systems, insurance, healthcare, all of those have many of the same challenges of systems. Right. They are themselves systems of systems, even though they don't necessarily use that terminology that frequently, because they've got to interact with lots of different stakeholders to get their business accomplished.
Yeah, they have, when you get right down to it, the actual specifics of the quality attributes are kind of different between a DoD mission critical system and enterprise. But there's this very similar set of quality attributes. They just are expressed and their expectations are different, but that's what we try to capture.
Yeah. So in commercial, you've got a big emphasis on PII, private information. And that really has a strong analog to security kinds of concerns that you have in the DoD, but it also has the same. It's a quality attribute that has complementary and contradictory effects on other attributes as well.
Right. So they both have pretty serious availability and throughput versus different types of performance issues. Yeah. But you get right down to it, it's really eliciting those things from the stakeholders so that the architects themselves can make the best decisions
so
as early as possible.
So they're visible. Right. The idea here with all of this, whether it's commercial or DOD, is to make these things visible so that you can deal with them and make them tractable.
Right. So to back up one question about sure. the trends and challenges we've seen, is that, you know, over a variety of these mission thread workshops, we're starting to notice a commonality or a pattern of challenges that are pretty, you can almost point out that you're going to run into these things pretty early in the mission thread workshops. For example, degraded modes of operation and all the architecture support that's needed, not only at the SOS level, but at the constituent system mm-hmm. and software levels, is something that we always run into again. It's a tough nut to crack, but it's something it's foundational to the architecture. And it's foundational to the constituent mm-hmm. architectures, and you got to get that right, or you're not going to get the behavior you want. One surprise that I wasn't expecting was some of the training issues, that each component system comes with its own training,
sure.
CONOPS and associated tools. And then when you start looking at this SOS capability for an end-to-end thing, you realize the training's not holding together
yeah.
right. You know, yeah. So you got to go back and revisit the training. That was a little surprise. Usability. You know, a lot of the ILITIs, you'll see common patterns of you're looking for that common look and feel from a usability perspective. How much automation, when you start putting these end-to-end capabilities, some of the systems have good amount of automation,
right.
some are very manual. Well,
yeah.
you can't live in that world where you're jumping back and forth to manual and automation. So those are some of the big challenges we see, and it's a common set of challenges.
Now, you've published work on the topic of mission threads itself, but have you published about the sort of common challenges? Have you been able to make some of that work available to people so they can sort of bring that into their own awareness?
We have. I've given some presentations. I think one was at NDIA, a couple at the SCI Saturn conferences, that we start just uncovering, here's the challenges we found, here's some of the recommendations. But, you know, when you get right down to it, it's very specific. When you know, it's hard to always generalize.
It's hard to genericize, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So it really comes down to the specifics. And when we do a mission thread workshop, when we find challenges, we come up with specific recommendations.
Oh, sure.
So,
yeah. I'm thinking more of things like how do we teach architects
yeah.
to pay attention to some of these things.
And it's a good, you know, I would love to go further into that
something
research.
Something in your copious amounts of spare time that you can
right.
do. Well, Mike, I really have enjoyed following your work in this area, and I think there are some more things that are going to be coming ahead for you. So I thank you very much for joining us today. For our listeners, to view a technical report that Mike co-authored on this topic that provides a deeper dive into this research, please visit our SEI Digital Library at http://resources.sei.cmu.edu/library. And in the search field, enter the name of the technical note, which is Introduction to the Mission Thread Workshop, to view all related resources on this topic. And I'd also encourage you to search on quality attributes for lots of information about that aspect of this. This podcast is available on the SEI website at sei.cmu.edu/podcasts and on Carnegie Mellon University's iTunes U site. As always, if you have any questions, please don't hesitate to email us at info@sei.cmu.edu. Thank you for listening.
Thank you.